It's time for our weekly chat featuring weekend arts and cultural events with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. On their minds this week are a variety of events, concerts, exhibits, and the Kentucky Book Fair.
Well, Harriet, it looks like this is the weekend to party like it's 1984.
Well, the Carnegie Classics is focusing on George Orwell's novel 1984, and that's 7 to 10 p.m. Saturday at the Carnegie Center for Literacy and Learning, and it's going to be a night of resistance with dancing, with the pearls, musical and visual performances by Everyone Wins, and art inspired by the 1949 novel. Now there's going to be food by Red State Barbecue and an 80s dance party, which that sounds so fun. Tickets are $25 to $30.
It's so interesting because the Carnegie Center has been doing this Carnegie Classics event for a few years, but they've been novels like To Kill a Mockingbird or The Catcher in the Rye and things like that. But 1984, it's this very dark dystopian world, and so interesting to see how they're going to turn that into a party. It also interested me reading your best bets that the very next item on the list was based on a movie from 1984.
I don't think I noticed that until you pointed it out either. It is Footloose, which is totally different from 1984, the novel. And it's originally the film starring Kevin Bacon, so all the songs and dances that you remember. And at Tate's Creek High School, performances are going on through Sunday, and tickets are $15 for adults, $10 for students. And the Bluegrass Opera is kicking off its season with Just So, Two of Togami's Tales. And that's from Rudyard Kipling's Just So Stories. Those are going to be performed at the Downtown Arts Center. Shows are 7:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday. And then they have sensory-friendly performances designed for those with sensory sensitivities, 2 o'clock Saturday and Sunday.
Right, and then another theater production coming up this weekend that's based on a familiar work is Anonymous at Transylvania University Theater. This is Naomi Azuka's play based on Homer's The Odyssey, except in this case, The Odyssey, the lead character is a refugee, and he's going through the challenges of being a refugee in the modern world, and it kind of flips, as Azuka's plays often do, between reality and the world of the characters' minds. So that should be an interesting thing to catch. Another interesting thing, we're going to circle back around to literature here at the end. It is the Kentucky Book Fair, Saturday in Frankfort at the Frankfort Convention Center, and this is a chance to go meet some of your favorite Kentucky authors, Bobby Ann Mason and Wendell Berry, you know, often being at the top of that list.
Yes.
And many, many others. J.D. Vance, who has been a very hot name in political discourse this year for his Hillbilly Elegy, will be there. The Appalachian Poets will have a reading celebrating their 25th anniversary, and just a lot of literary fun. Sounds like kind of a brainy weekend.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. You can also find listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm, and you can post an event there as well when you visit weku.fm.